Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I recently went to see Lori McKenna and Brandi Clark together in concert. Almost too good. Lori, who's risen to the top of Nashville's singer-songwriter scene. Brandi, a long-revered country and Americana songwriter for people like Sheryl Crow, Miranda Lambert, but now taking her place as one of the great voices. This song has to be one of the best I Can Live Without You anthems of all time. It starts with the things a spurned lover will now do.
I'll fly myself to France, first class New York to Paris, get drunk on wine and dance, someone who ain't embarrassed.
Well, we'll see in a minute how that worked out. That's Buried, one of Brandi Clark's two gorgeous Grammy-nominated songs. The other, this duet with the other Brandi, Brandi Carlile.
If I can't find a way to get you gone, can we find a way to get along, along, along? You're careless and you're cruel and oh, you're mindless. Maybe you could try a little kindness instead of hurting me. Oh, insecurity.
Dear Insecurity, off Brandi Clark's self-titled fourth album, produced by Brandi Carlile. All told, Brandi Clark has 6 Grammy nods this year, 17 in her career with no wins. We think that might change next month. Brandi Clark, so nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you as well.
I'm sure you remember me, Wilbur Theater, first row. A tremendous concert. And just can you for a second talk about this sorority, I guess is the word it feels like. You know, Lori McKenna, Brandi Carlile, you, singer-songwriters, all hitting your strides together, helping each other do it.
Wow, I love to think of us as a sorority because I was never in one. So, and if I was going to be, those are two people I'd really love to be in a sorority with. You know, I think to me, what Brandi Carlile and Lori McKenna have in common is a real quest for the truth. Both of them tell the truth through their music. And they're also extraordinarily confident women who don't shy away from lifting other women up. I think that's a really amazing quality to have.
Yeah. And we understand Brandi Carlile, again, producing this last album, pushed you to be more personal. You've written for so many people, but she pushed you to look inside you more. Is that right?
It is. You know, she said to me, every producer I've worked with, I always try to give them, you know, 18 to 24 songs and have them help me choose that final 10. You know, Brandi chose the songs that she felt strongly about, and they aligned with mine. There was only one song that we didn't agree on, and I ended up talking her into it. But I asked her, you know, why she chose the songs she chose, and she said, well, I think they were all great songs, but I chose the ones that sounded like they were written in your bedroom mm-hmm. and not a writing room. Mm-hmm. And that really struck me. It reminded me of that's where we all start out. You know, we start out with a guitar or a piano and a pad of paper in our bedroom, just something we can't even speak about, like an emotion like Buried, but we have to get it out of us. And so we do it through music. And so I think she gravitated towards those songs and pushed me towards those songs. And it changed me for the future. You know, as I dive back into writing songs, again, I remind myself, don't write anything that you wouldn't write in your bedroom.
Yeah. By the way, what was the song?
Okay, the song she didn't want was Tell Her You Don't Love Her. The chords were really big. And the vocal was really big. And she said, I think my problem is it's an intimate conversation. And so she really worked hard on the production to make it feel small so it would sound like just this conversation. But I remember her looking at me at one point and saying, well, this is top 3 for me now. I'm glad you fought for it.
Let's listen.
Tell her you don't love her, even if it's a lie. Make it sound true. Break that spell she's under. You gotta do. Don't leave a doubt. Don't break her fall. Don't see her out. Don't tell her you'll call.
Brandi Clark, you've long been praised for being a storyteller. There are definitely songs we know where you're telling a story. Let's listen to a little of She Smoked in the House.
She smoked in the house, wouldn't throw nothing out. She'd cut the mold off cantaloupe and cheese. The farmer's almanac told her when to plant petunias, potatoes, and peas. She was never take a handout, always stand up for the flag. Country and western, Loretta and Hag. That kitchen radio was singing loud. And I hate cigarettes, but I miss all that smoke. And my grandma blew back when I grew up with her in that radio.
Love this. It's your grandma?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Talk about her, maybe, your late grandma. Growing up in Morton, a small logging town in Washington State, you've described it as redneck.
Yeah.
You know, what shaped you from where you grew up?
I feel so lucky to grow up where I grew up. I think Morton was about a 1,000-person town. There was something to me that felt very Mayberry. And then I grew up next door to my grandma, and my grandma has a lot to do with everything in my life. As far as being a storyteller, my grandma and her siblings were amazing storytellers. And I think about characters in my life, and my grandma was one of the greatest characters. You know, I wrote She Smoked in the House because I was really kind of missing her, and I was sad when it was over. But now I get to play it every night, and she's alive again.
And by the way, Brandi Clark, what do you want to say, if anything, about two women from Washington State, you and Brandi Carlile? Both lesbian. I read somewhere you met through a mutual friend who said, hey, I've got two Brandis, both lesbians,
yes,
in my phone contacts.
Both lesbian singer-songwriters.
They
yes,
should meet.
That is true.
You both sing and write your butts off, both at the top of this firmament in Nashville. Unthinkable a few years ago. Just your thoughts on that.
When the idea of Brandi and I working together first started, you know, I didn't know if that would work or not. And we recorded a couple songs before this album. One of them was nominated for a Grammy, and we didn't win that Grammy. And Brandi looked at me and said, I want to produce a whole record on you. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, I've thought a lot about it. I see it as your return to the Northwest. That really hooked me in, you know, because I had never really written, I've written about small towns, but I'd never really written about where I'm from. And it was what made me write the song Northwest on this album. But she said, you know, I feel like you straddle this country Americana space, and I know how to produce a record on you that will pull you a little more firmly into the Americana space. And I think you need Americana, and Americana needs you. And, you know, for her to say that and to go out and help me make this record, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest gifts I've ever received.
Yeah. Let's hear a little bit of Northwest.
The trees grow mountain tall. Most of the summer feels like fall. Then run and the eagles fly. You're in heaven, but you didn't die. Whistle blowing at the mill. Hickory shirts will pay the bills. I dream in shades of green and gray and gold. And I go home.
Look, we should say you're also up for a Best Musical Theater Award for Shucked. This is the Broadway show you and Shane McAnally wrote about corn, basically, a town that loves corn. What happens now?
I'll definitely be working on a new record this year. I'd love to write the score for a movie. One thing I've learned in the last, I'd say 18 months, is that I love a project. There were a lot of years where I was a songwriter that went in every day a writing room and wrote songs. And I loved that. But I love writing for a project, making something that's a larger piece of art. You've got all the colors of the picture except one, and you're looking for that last color that's just going to set the whole thing on fire. I love that.
Yeah. Brandi Clark, I want to revisit. We heard a little bit in the lead. The song that, you know, just kill me, why don't you? Buried. Again, it's right up there with 10cc's I'm Not in Love. It's one of those, I'm leaving now, I'm fine. And you don't really get it till the last line. Let's just hear a little bit more.
I'll meet somebody else. probably get married. I'll keep it to myself, but I'll love you till I'm buried.
Oof. I mean, how do you feel on stage when you're singing that and everybody's hanging on every word and then it stops?
I feel the power of, I was going to say I feel powerful, which I do, but I really feel the power of that song and that sentiment, because I think whether we want to talk about it or not, I think we all have somebody that we'll love till we're buried. And sometimes we're lucky enough to be with them, but I think most times we're not. And I think that's why people gravitate towards that song the way they do.
Yeah. Singer, songwriter Brandi Clark is up for 6 Grammy Awards for her self-titled album, as well as her score for the Broadway musical Shucked. Brandi, thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Why you hurting me? Insecurity.